Listen to pronunciation changes related to the Scottish resonance. We're going to look now at vowel substitutions between General American and Scottish, which grew out of the resonance work that we've just been doing, that integrate right into this under-the-tongue resonance. The new position that the tongue will have to take to get the Scottish vowels is often very similar to or quite influenced by the type of tongue movement we've just been working with to get the resonance. So here, I'll ask you not to think of learning isolated changes in pronunciation, but rather to think very definitely of extending these new sounds out of the resonance that we're working with. All right. The first of these sound changes is the American sound uh, as in book, which changes in Scottish to the harder, the tenser u, as in book or should. Now, listen how, without the resonance, it sounds very fake. Book, should. With the resonance, though, book, should. And with that change, you get a much more organic, authentic sounding book, should kind of sound. Okay, let's try it as we did on the counting, alternating. Word list, bookcase, bookcase, could, could, stood, stewed, hook, hook, footwear, footwear. Sentences B. I understood there was a good book in the neighborhood library. I understood there was a good book in the neighborhood library. C. Brooks didn't like to be hoodwinked from the pulpit by Reverend Cook. Brooks didn't like to be hoodwinked from the pulpit by Reverend Cook. Now, the second of the Scottish vowel changes ends up with the same oo sound that we just had from the uh vowel, but this one begins with the ow diphthong, as in shout, and also intensifies to oo, as in shoot, shoot. Again, you must let this sound grow out of the resonance. Without it, you'll get a very stilted shoot, shoot, or shoot instead of shoot, shoot, shoot. Now, with the Scottish resonance, you may even find that the vowel migrating a little bit toward an O, which sounds sound shoot, shoot. I would suggest, however, that you go as much with the O sound as you can, but temper it with the resonance underneath the tongue. Word list A. Sow, so, town, tone, count, count, doubt, dote, cloud, cloud. B. Even the proud bow down around the count. Even the proud bow down around the count. C. The sow, the mouse, and the cow sounded a rousing medley. The sow, the mouse, and the cow sounded a rousing medley. Sometimes, for intelligibility purposes, you might want to soften even this change and not go quite as far and do the sow, the cow, and the mouse, so that you have a little bit of the sense of the diphthong left in it. The last of the pronunciation changes which we're going to look at in conjunction with the resonance, surprisingly, is not a vowel most of the time, but is the R, whether it exists at the beginning, middle, or end of a word, whether it's an initial consonant or a continuation of a vowel, as in the ER, R. The Scottish R, in almost all forms of Scottish speech, is rolled, rolled. Now, the rolled or bird R comes very naturally to most people who can trill the tip of their tongue and go brrrr without even thinking about it. Now, teaching someone who cannot do a frontal trilled roll and R is the bane of the existence of every dialect or foreign language teacher. My guess is that most of you can already do it. If you can, just do the exercises and the sentences for practice. My only caution to you is to make sure that in Scottish that the trill is coming from the tip of the tongue, brrr, and not from the uvula, rrr, as it does in German and some other languages and dialects. Now, I'll spend a little bit of time in this lesson working with those of you who can't do a frontal trill. I make no guarantees, however. This is one which ultimately you're going to have to fool around with and try to develop on your own. Now, this sound is difficult because part of the tongue has to be held very loosely and relaxed, while other muscles in the tongue have to work to position the tongue correctly. Let's start by simply saying "er," a simple "er" without rolling it. "Er," you do it. "Er," 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 sustain it. Keep the tip of the tongue relaxed. And now, as you're keeping the tip of the tongue relaxed on the "er," "er," start lifting that tongue tip up and slapping it back against the palate. "Er," 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 "er." You might even start with an "er" instead of an "er." "Er," 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 keeping the tip very loose and slapping it back. Now try sticking the tongue slightly out of the mouth and slapping it back against the gum ridge or hard palate. Keep the front of the tongue very loose and use the muscles in the back of the tongue to pull it back in and slap it into the mouth against the palate. Start with the tongue sticking out slightly in between, resting on the bottom teeth. Arr, arr. Pulling it back in. Arr, 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 arr. And trying to slap it back against the palate. This time start with a B sound. Stick your tongue out and close your lips over the tongue. Hold the tongue between the two teeth. And then slap it back in. Burr, 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 burr. Again, keeping it very loose in front and trying to get that trill. Burr, burr, burr. Now, there's one other little trick which has been somewhat successful with a lot of my students who couldn't do the bird R, and it might work for you. Make the following combinations of sounds now. Say gutter, gutter, gutter. Try that. Gutter, 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 gutter. Say it very quickly. Gutter, 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 gutter. Now, get a nice supported breath, because you're going to puff out a lot of air, and say gutter, slapping your tongue into your mouth and against the palate. Gutter, 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 gutter. Now, with that supported breath, really increase the amount of air that you're puffing out, and you might get a trill. Gutter, 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 gutter. Still keep the front of that tongue nice and relaxed. Now, let's add some additional ERs to the end, going gutter-er, 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 gutter, 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 and see whether or not you can start to generate that. Now, if you can get even one slap or one trill, then you'll still be able to give a fairly authentic rendition of the Scottish R, because it's not always necessary to trill the R out for any sustained duration. You can just do it for duration, duration, with one tap. In much of Scottish speech, the single tap, like the British tap for a medial R between two vowels. Now, the single tap will suffice quite frequently. Now, as we move into words and sentences containing R's in all different positions, I think you'll see quite clearly why this sound is related to the Scottish resonance we worked on so hard. The tongue tip has to go up just as far in the mouth as it does to create the rolled R. You have to do that same rise of the tongue to create the resonance. Now, what we're going to do is go on and do a couple of words and sentences, working R's in different situations. Okay, let's do the rolled R in the initial position, alternating as we did before. Rose, ruse. Republic, republic. Roll, roll. Round, round. Now, the medial ER, as in the word first, the er there. Now, this one can be done several different ways. Let's do it initially just with the trill. First, first. Worst, worst. Worm, worm. Hurt,
Hr.
Now, sometimes this pronunciation changes in Scottish, and you have not first, but thirst, thirst, with an, almost an ear sound. Let's try those. Thirst. Wearst. Wearm. Hair. And sometimes you have pronunciation almost like air. Wearst. So, thirst. Wearst. Wearm. Hairt. Sometimes you'll even have an R sound there. Warst. Farst. Warm. Har. You can do basically whichever one you like. For the most part, I would say just go first, first, and trill the R, and you'll be perfectly authentic sounding. Now, the medial R, in combination with different vowels. Harbinger. Harbinger. Married. Married. Mirror. Mirror. Horror. Horror. Arrow. Arrow. Now, when the trilled R comes immediately before M or N or L, you'll sometimes have an intrusive schwa sound, so that you have not world, world, but world, world. We have the extra coming in. Let's try a few of those. World, world. Girl, girl. Germ, germ. Worm, worm. Churn, churn. Stern, stern. Thought I got my name in there. Okay. In final position, the final ER. Mother, mother. Father, father. Bear, bear. There, there. And some, this isn't just the ER, these are some other final vowels before the R. Far, far. Store, store. Now we'll just look at a couple of sentences to finish up this Scottish R. The early bird catches the earliest worm. The early bird catches the earliest worm. The burglar and his helper were caught because they stirred up such a clamor. The burglar and his helper were caught because they stirred up such a clamor. Be sincere, my dear, it's a queer world. Be sincere, my dear, it's a queer world. The red, red rose rested in the earth for the first year. The red, red rose rested in the earth for the first year. Now, as you get different intensities of Scottish, you're going to have different amounts of rule on the R. Sometimes you'll just say, the red, red rose rested in the earth for the first year. And sometimes you'll really go at it, the red, red rose rested in the earth for the first year. And you and your director will have to decide how much of a trill you need. But for now, this is the end of the lesson on the sound changes integrated into the resonance of the Scottish burr.